any sort of clinical or biologic differences between these two mTOR inhibitors other than the fact that I guess the RAD is oral and TEM is IV?
Well, I mean, that's the important difference. Number one is intravenous and one is oral. Number two, the schedules are different. One is given daily, that is the RAD compound, and one is given once weekly intravenously. So clearly, there are going to be some differences. I mean, you're going to have high peak drug levels with timsirolimus. You're going to have low chronic levels with RAD-001. Will those translate into different effects? We don't know that at this point in time. I mean, I think we all suspect that indeed there are going to be differences between these two drugs, but we can't be certain at this point.
At this point, sort of indirectly comparing the data, particularly in terms of efficacy, anything you can say at all?
Well, the two groups of patients who were treated in those studies are quite different.
Totally different,
for
right.
The timsirolimus data set, it really looks at patients who are untreated and have a poor prognosis, classic poor prognosis findings. Whereas in the RAD situation, the patient group are those who have become refractory. Now, in the RAD study, they also showed an analysis of subsets, looking at whether patients with good, intermediate, or poor prognostic features benefit equally and so on and so forth. And actually, that's a pretty robust effect because all groups appear to benefit, whether they had good prognosis or poor prognostic disease defined by Memorial criteria. So at least with the RAD compound, it wasn't isolated to the poor prognostic subset. And I think we have to say with timsirolimus, we don't know yet whether that would be the case. We know the data for the poor prognosis group. We don't know whether if utilized in an intermediate group up front, it would have a similar effect. Well, I suspect it would because there's no doubt, and there's no reason to doubt, I should say, that if a drug works in a really sick group of patients, why it wouldn't work in a better group of individuals.
Now, do you consider this paper, you know, sort of along the lines of a practice-changing paper, or at least something that would change what people would do, given the fact that RAD is not available in the U.S. and TEM is?
I think it will change practice once the drug becomes available, because I'm not sure you can, by extension, infer that timsirolimus will be as effective in those settings. So when the drug is labeled and receives regulatory approval, then clearly it's a practice-changing paper because it will define treatment for a subset of patients for which we really had a black box. We didn't know how to do it. I mean, we all suspected that these patients would respond to a second or a third drug anecdotally, but we didn't have really good prospective data to show that.